crawling behind the gate. The gate swings into the stretch, and here they come. They're horsing around.
Welcome to Horsing Around. I am your host, Michelle Gatcher, with my co-host, Kelly Bell, and we have some fun things to talk to you about in the view of horse apps. And joining us to do so is Chelsea Dexter. Hey, Chelsea.
Hey, I'm super amped to be here. This is very exciting, girls.
Yes. So you're a horse lover. We, of course, love horses because we love to horse around. So tell us what inspired you even to even think about, I should make an app for horse people.
Oh, it actually, my muse is Dr. Jason Malloa, and he was telling me how he has, you know, he has a handful of horses. I'm being very modest there. And he was saying that he was having a hard time keeping track of all of his horses because at the time he had standardbreds and thoroughbreds. And I made a joke to him and I said, there should be an app for that. And then we just kind of went on this joke. And then later that evening, I went to G. Michael's and I was having my glass of wine. And I'm like, there really should be an app for that. And so I took a bunch of bar napkins from G. Michael's and I started like sketching out ideas. And I started like making like fake little screens that I'm like, okay, I think this screen would lead to this and this. And it literally just blew up from there. And from there, I got accepted into startup accelerators. I competed with the idea a couple of times. I did fairly well. And yeah, and that's actually just like how the app just got a mind of its own. I mean, granted, I would love to not have launched an app during COVID, but you have that sometimes, you know. I like it. Challenges are kind of also really fun for me as well. So
how fun. But so tell us what the Rundown app is.
Okay, perfect. So the Rundown is a racehorse race stable management app. I have it out for thoroughbred racing, quarter horse racing, you know, standardbreds, you know, just my basic breeds of race, just the thoroughbreds or just the standardbreds. I want to have everyone feel included. And it is for owners so they can catch up on their horses that are in training and actually pay their trainers well that are in training as well. And trainers can reach out to the owners and trainers can also reach out to the barn employees, which is pretty fun. So I'm taking the Rundown takes away the whiteboard. So the trainer can assign tasks for, you know, all their employees, like, can you do XYZ? Can you do XYZ tomorrow? And then the trainer can look and see, oh, these tasks didn't get done. And then they can kind of be like, why didn't these get done? And can you make sure you get them done first thing tomorrow?
So it's kind of like a base camp for horse people.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a great way of actually describing it. And so I really love the Rundown. I became so obsessed with the problem. And then like, especially during market research, when I was researching, like how many like trainers, you know, how much owners and trainers communicate and how many, you know, how each horse is not owned by one, not usually owned by one individual. So
if I were a trainer and I'm listening to the show and I hear about this app and I think, oh, okay, this might be helpful. How do I find it and use it? Is there a subscription for it? How does that work?
So right now, since I'm in that middle of being part of the merger, but you can still download the app actually on any form of Google Play or Apple Store. You can still do that. And there's a monthly fee to it, but it is part of the merger right now. But Equinix, the company that is merging with, or I guess Rundown is merging with, they have a platform that's pretty similar to mine as well. So you'll be able to just log into their website. So it's not an app base like the Rundown, it's a website base.
The Rundown is the idea that you created on the bar napkin, which I love because every entrepreneur who designs something on a bar napkin ends up becoming a big success. then it took off as a website subscription-based, and now Equinix is buying into it and is going to rename it and use it on their platform, which
that is up to today. So the Rundown was available in the app stores for about 9 months before it started getting wooed. I'm going to just say, you know, before, you know, Rundown and Equinix were in the dating stage, I guess you can say. And so, but with the Equinix, we kind of have a similar mission and we have a similar kind of brand. So I figured it would be such a good opportunity to join forces and become even bigger. So.
Absolutely. So if people go onto the App Store now, should they look for Equinix or?
You can look for the Rundown. It's the still available. And so, and then once the merger actually starts kind of going through, the people will start kind of getting more, the Equinix will start taking over the people that are already on my platform. So it's.
So the way it'll work is if I buy a subscription for the Rundown and then the merger with Equinix completes, it will transfer over.
Yeah, correct.
All right. So, well, that sounds really exciting. I'm sure that this is super helpful for everybody in the biz.
Oh my goodness. I've gotten so many good like feedback because I was prepared for everyone to kind of be like, oh my gosh, this is a silly idea. You know, it only affects the five people in this whole community and all this. And it's like, okay, well, but it has gotten such good feedback and I had such great like market validation. So when I was actually time to actually, because I did so much research on it before I actually pulled the trigger to hire developers and to go through that motion, that I'm like, oh my gosh, it was pretty crazy. At one point I had like over 700 horses on my platform and like, I probably have a little more now. I haven't looked at it for a minute, but it's pretty exciting. And again, it's the mixed breeds of horses, you know, the thoroughbreds, harness racer, you know, standardbreds, Arabians and quarter horses. It's that mix. Mixed breeds of all different horses that are in race industries.
So when someone signs up, how does it work?
So the way that it works for the Rundown, so if you want to go through that, is you would sign up through, so let's say you're at different locations, because let's face it, lots of trainers are in, you know, New Jersey, and then they're in Florida, and then they're in Ohio. And so you can have your stable set up, you know, this is for my Ohio stable, whatever you want to call it, and that would be Ohio stable, and then there's horse one, horse two, horse three live it in your Ohio stable. And then you can set up New Jersey stable, and then it has, you know, horse four, horse five, horse six, Florida stable would have this. And then so you can go kind of always be checking in on the horses no matter whatever location that they're in. And so
it's usually the trainer that starts this then?
Correct. Okay. And then the owners have a way of doing all the legwork for it as well, where the owners can actually log in and actually input the horses that they have as well. And then in the Equinix has the same, Equinix and Rundown are very similar on this platform as well, where you can have, let's say you only owe 1% of that horse, and you can actually have that part of it too.
Okay. Let me try to understand this a little bit better.
Okay.
I'm gonna use Anthony McDonald as an example. Okay. I have fractional ownership in his stable up in Canada. And he's got, I don't know, probably over 100 horses. And every single week, he's got people that are transporting horses to Ohio, to New Jersey, to New York, in and out of Canada, going from, you know, Mohawk to Scioto Downs to Northfield Park to wherever they're going, right? And every single day, this changes. And he's got to make sure that, you know, he's driving from one track to another and one state to another after racing all day. And then he's got to get to the next track to race 10 races that day. And then the next day, he's got very limited time.
Yeah.
And a lot of balls in the air. And there's a lot of people out there. And it's a fractal ownership business. So he might have 5,000 owners.
Exactly. Right?
So tell me exactly how this app is going to save him time and money and increase communication with his staff and his fractal owners.
So this is actually taking away. So the way it saves time is, as an owner, you're not calling him being like, hey, how is, I'm just going to call it horse one. How's my horse one doing? And, you know, you're not bothering him. You're not taking him away from training. You're not taking him away from, you know, oh, you know, when he's about to enter a race, or you're not taking away from time that he's having a team meeting with. And so it kind of sets away from just those everyday checkup phone calls to now these owners can log in and say, oh, hey, horse one, you know, like me and all of us on this call, we can say, oh, we all own horse one. And we can be like, oh, good. He did train horse one. Horse one seems like it's going to qualify for blank. And so
Nice.
That's also how the Equinix and Rundown platform is set up virtually the same, and so both, and so that's how that would work. And so it takes away from all the everyday questions that you might have about qualifications, or if your horse is injured, you'll be able to know that as well.
So I'm a fractal owner of, I think, 17 horses. If I got on this app, I would pay the subscription and I could pick the horses out of his 100, the 17 that I have ownership in, and I'd be able to check the app and say, oh, I have a horse that Anthony's going to race at Scioto Downs this Saturday at 6 o'clock. I should go to the races. Or I could say, oh, wow, my horse raced last weekend at Northfield Park and came in second and won a purse of $40,000.
Yeah. And then you'll be able to see that in both of the platforms. I will use the Equinix one. You'll be able to see that, you know, this, you know, last past races, and you'll be able to see all, you know, I'll keep you up to date in that information, you know, because let's face it, you as an owner, you still have other things to do besides constantly, you know, figuring out if your horse is running or it's not running. So.
Well, yeah. And sometimes they schedule horses to race fairly close to the race dates.
Exactly.
And, you know, they may scratch one, you know, due to injury, and then put a different horse in. And if one of my horses is going to be at a track nearby, say at Delaware or over at Scioto Downs, you know, I might want to call family and say, hey, let's all go to the track Saturday.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is kind of laborious to stay on top of that so that I know when it's happening before it's too late. So that's actually quite convenient.
Yeah, exactly. And so, and then it just kind of, and let's face it, if, you know, if a trainer has one horse that is owned by, I'm just going to use 100 people, the trainer's probably being asked the same question, let's just say 97 times by these 100 people. And, you know, and so I'm taking away that group text message that nobody wants to be in, you know, and that taking away all the questions that you have as an owner, like, you know, have in your head. I assume that one of the other owners is asking the same question as you. And so, and that is what the Rundown Equinix platform is. That is just kind of taking away the, you know, everyone's going to be in the know. It keeps you know, the horses, the centric of the, you know, of the world of Rundown Equinix. And so, it is, yeah, so everyone knows what's going on with that middle of the earth horse.
All right, let's take a break here. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about Equinix and how you can become a fractional owner of a horse trained by some of the world's top trainers. We'll be right back.
It's mud season. Are you looking for a fix in a muddy situation? Cashman's has you covered, offering innovative mud control solutions. We are also your number one source for the best deals on rubber mats for multi-use flooring, perfect for horse stalls, garages, and gyms. Cashman's Horse Equipment has been serving the equine community for over 40 years. Come and visit our location in Delaware, Ohio, and shop over 10 acres of equine farm and livestock supplies. Shop online anytime at cashmans.com.
Be sure to catch the new podcast, The Top of the Stretch, presented by the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association. The podcast keeps fans of racing in the Buckeye State up to date on various topics concerning the sport of harness racing. The news and views of top officials, owners, trainers, drivers, and breeders in Ohio. That's the all-new podcast, Top of the Stretch, on the Facebook page of the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association. Be there!
Looking for that special gift for the horse lover in your life? Bow River Jewelry provides custom-made designs using state-of-the-art equipment, hand finishing, and quality stones to ensure your jewelry reflects that love of horses. Bow River Jewelry creates 14-karat gold rings, bracelets, and watches that uniquely exemplify the mutual love between horses and humans. Contact them at bowriverjewelry.com to see the variety of horse-inspired jewelry available, or call 888-860-7483 with custom inquiries.
Welcome back to Horsing Around. I'm Michelle Gatchel, and I'm here with my co-host, Kelly Bell. And our guest today is Chelsea Dexter. And Chelsea, you recently joined the company Equinix. Tell us how that all transpired.
Yeah, so I originally created the Rundown, as I've said many times before. And Equinix reached out to me and was like, hey, do you want to be, or this like empire, this horse empire. And anytime anyone uses empire, I'm like, sign me up. I am so obsessed with the word empire that I even have a horse that's an emperor maker baby that's thoroughbred. And so I am in it. And so, you know, it started out as just kind of a couple emails back and forth, and that sense of like, okay, what are we both jiving for? What is both of our goals? And like me and Derek, which is the CEO, we just really jived really well together. And we both kind of had the same ideas of, we really want to make, you know, racehorsing something that everyone can get into and just kind of disrupt the industry. You know, it's kind of an old school industry, and trying to attract the new blood to get into, you know, the horse racing. And that's kind of the basis of the Rundown, Equinix, and that's what I'm really excited about, being a part of, you know, and just disrupting this industry and just kind of creating this new great thing. And this is just an incredible roller coaster ride.
And Equinix has a fractional ownership part already, correct?
Yes, actually they just launched it. So That's really fun. So they have fractional ownership, which is just the greatest thing. And so there's thoroughbreds and there's also standardbreds. So it's not just one or the other. And these are actual shares that you'll get on this fractional ownership. And they are, so not the whatever 0.00000001%. So this one share, or you can get as many shares as whatever we offer, but I don't know. You'll be able to actually see a return in a good ROI. And versus the one where it's the 0.00001, where your horse will have to make a gazillion dollars for you to even make your money back. But it's really exciting. And these trainers that we have are really nice, big trainers. So like Nancy Tactor is one of our trainers for one of our horses. And we have Chris Beaver. Phil Antonacci is another trainer that we have. It's just, so these are well-bred.
Wait. Hold on. Slow down. Let me understand this. Are you saying that if I sign up for your app, I can buy fractal ownership in a horse trained by Nancy Tactor?
If you go on ownership.equinix.com, you can get a horse trained by Nancy Tactor. And
are you kidding me? Oh my Lord, you have just blown my mind.
You know, gotta support our girls, you know, our girls in horse racing, right? And it's a pretty easy sign up, and I can send you guys the link as well, but it's just ownership.equinix.com, and you'll be able to see all the horses. We're going to be releasing even more horses. We got 5 horses on the platform right now. And it is, ladies, it's about to get wild.
I'm like breathing into a paper bag and looking for, you know, heart pills.
Right? So that is all with the whole Equinix stuff. That has nothing with the Rundown or anything. Because the Rundown, I will admit, it's kind of in this weird, it's in a dormant stage as the merger, you know, finalizes and stuff like that. But ladies, I tell you, Equinix is just, it's going to be something. And I have so many things I want to discuss, but I'm also, I can't discuss. All I can say is just follow me. I'll lead you to great things in the horse racing world and the horse world. I am.
Okay, Kelly. So if I want to follow you on social media to get all the latest and greatest news that you're dropping, where are you posting things?
I am on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all in the name of Equinix. And so you'll be able to find me. And I have a lovely social media person that does so much great stuff for me, Kaylee. And she will inform you everything that's going on. And you'll see when latest and greatest horses are released and our fractional ownership. And this is crazy. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
That's all I can say.
Right, Chelsea. This is crazy. I love it. Oh my gosh. You are turning the horse racing industry on its ear. This is going to be huge.
I, I just can't wait. And so I'm excited to talk about it because I get really passionate and my voice gets super Minnie Mousey high when I talk about like the great things that like Equinix is going to be doing. And I am just so amped to be a part of this team.
Hey, so, we should probably end this show quick so that I can go get on ownership.equinix.com right now.
Yes!
How fun, though. And then we can tap into Nancy all the time. That'd be awesome.
Right? I will lead you to her. No.
I want to talk to you just a little bit more, and then, of course, we're going to have you back when all the other news drops.
Very tip of the iceberg. You guys are getting the news before a lot of people, so exciting.
Yay. Hey, we got the scoop.
I know. I'm giving you all the good stories, girls.
Well, when we come back, let's take a quick break, and I want to talk about the Mohawk Million, because another awesome thing that people can follow this summer.
Looking for your next quality standard bred racehorse? Look no further than Sugar Valley Farm in Delaware, Ohio. Sugar Valley Farm offers stud services anywhere in the world, providing the best stallions available at any price point. With a stallion roster full of names like Well Said, Lather Up, Mr. Wiggles, and Down by the Seaside, winning must be in the water. For more info, call 1-740-363-5618. That's 1-740-363-5618 for Sugar Valley Farm.
With more than 300,000 horses in Ohio, the economic impact of the equine industry in the state is over $1.4 billion. Much of that value comes from standard-bred horse owners, breeders, trainers, and drivers who participate in the sport of harness racing. The mission of the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association is to preserve, protect, promote, and serve the entire standard-bred industry in Ohio and beyond. To learn more about the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association, go to OHHA.com.
Welcome back to Horsing Around. I'm Michelle Gatchel. I'm here with Kelly Bell, and we are here with Chelsea Dexter, and we're talking about all sorts of really cool apps. If you're into horses and following horses that are racing, these things are great from Equinix, The Rundown, but there's also some really cool events coming up, so to speak, with the Mohawk Million.
All right. Is this when I get to jump in? I'm so excited. Okay, so I don't know if you girls know this, but Equinix has actually two slots in the Mohawk Million, the Woodbine Mohawk Million. That's that big race up in Canada that happens September, I think it's the 25th. I was going to say the 21st, but September 25th is when the Mohawk Million is at Woodbine. And so this is when you get your pretty two-year-old trotter and you can win $1 million. Who doesn't want $1 million, right?
Right.
And so the way the promotion is set up is, since we have the two slots, we have one for colts, we have one for a filly. And so you get to enter in your filly or your colt, or girls, if you got both in, or both in, you know, we'll see. And so, and it's $400 to enter into this promotion. And so the way that it is we're collecting a bunch of horses in. There's going to be some judges that are actually going to pick out the horses that are going to run the race. So don't be sending me money, guys. I don't pick out the horses that run in the Mohawk Million, even though I can give you guys my Venmo handle if you guys really want to try that. But maybe later. Yeah. But it's only for the two-year-old trotters. And so you got the colts, you got your fillies. But it's really cool because, so you got your two that get picked. But let's say your horse didn't get picked. And then they're going to give the top 25 earning fillies and colts $500 back. So when in a horse race, do you ever get your money back? I guess more than your money back, because you paid $500 to get in. You get $100 just to be in a part of it. So when does that ever happen in horse racing? Yeah. And so that's a pretty cool contest a promotion. I apologize. It's more of a promotion than anything, but it's, yeah, so Mohawk Million, you got your fancy two-year-old trotter, enter your fillies in, enter your colts in, and I guess, and I'll see you guys in Canada. So
wait. Okay, September 17th for the race that will be
on September 25th, and then the entry deadline for this is June 7th, so we do have, it is coming up quite quickly. You go to equinix.com/Mohawk-Million.
Awesome.
And you'll be able to find all the more details about it. And
well, I think it's absolutely fascinating to watch a lot of young people get involved in horse racing and the equine industry here in Ohio, bringing new life, new ideas, modern technology into an age-old sport that is such an important part of the fabric of the farmlands here in the Midwest. I'm just thrilled to see someone like you be so excited and be so successful in moving us into this whole new realm. Congratulations, Chelsea, you're just doing a fantastic job.
Thank you. I really, really appreciate it, because that was the ultimate goal of all of this, is I want to bring, not that the old blood is bad, I just want to throw that out there just so that I don't get any comments back to that. I just want to attract the new blood and just that new generation to get into horse racing, because I don't want this sport to die. And so, and my goal is I need to make it sexy for the new generation. So, and this is my way of doing it.
Love it. Well, Chelsea, thanks so much for joining us on Horsing Around.
You are really welcome.
And thank you to our listeners for horsing around with us today, too. We'll see you next week.